Gestanden werden noch einmal jünger.
And now a news. Fermat's Last Theorem solved at last. 12th of August 2007, this is Reverend Zimulator for Un News. Moscow, Maine, the former USSR. After more than 300 years, the mystery of the infamous Last Theorem postulated by Fermat has finally been disproved by an unlikely team of mathematicians working night and day against the clock. Professor Ladybach Posthumus of the Russian School of Ballet commented, quote, "This is a fantastic breakthrough. The last obstacle to the apocalypse and the end of the universe has now been removed," unquote. He announced his intention to enjoy himself and made a vague reference to the widow next door. He was last seen striding purposely towards his abode, clutching a bottle of vodka and an expensive salami sausage. The Last Theorem was postulated by Pierre de Fermat, famous lawyer and mathematician. Fermat's theorem states that it is impossible to separate any power higher than the second into two like powers. Or even more obscurely, if an integer n is greater than 2, then the equation a to the n plus b to the n equals c to the n has no solutions in non-zero integers to the a, b, and c, other than its proven connection with the apocalypse and the end of the universe. The Last Theorem is of little, or more precisely, no consequence. The Last Theorem was disproved by a multidisciplinary team working on tandem bicycles in various locations around the globe. The first to recognize the breakthrough was the famous cartoon character, mathematician, and movie star Homer Simpson, who, in a fit of anger, attempted to annoy everybody with the sound of chalk on a blackboard. When he saw that he had scribbled, however, his blood ran cold. What he had scribbled, rather. Fortunately, the entire incident was recorded on video, giving us an unprecedented glimpse of our own mortality and the fragility of the universe. This thought-provoking viewing is captured in an episode of The Simpsons Treehouse Horror 4, in the three-dimensional world, which Homer to the third, or cubed, rather, inhabits. The equation 1782 to the 12th plus 1841 to the 12th equals 1922, rather, to the 12th is visible, just as the universe begins to collapse. This makes absorbing viewing especially enjoyed with a good bottle of vodka, expensive salami, and the widow next door. Homer Simpson repeats the feat in a later episode, The Wizard of Evergreen Terrace, where the sinister equation 3,987 to the 12th plus 4,365 to the 12th equals 4,472 to the 12th appears, thus reversing the Big Bang. Viewer discretion is advised. In a separate development, the equation is said to have originally been solved by a scientist by the name of Enzo Valenzetti, also the creator of the Valenzetti equation, sometime in the late 1960s. However, due to his eccentric nature, after having proof verified by his colleagues, Valenzetti is said to have burned his work so that, according to his assistant, quote, "others could have as much fun solving it as he did," unquote. Another movie star and mathematician, Elizabeth Hurley, provided the last piece of the puzzle in the movie Bedazzled. Hurley played the devil, who in one of her many forms appeared as a school teacher. In this particular scene, the blackboard behind her reads, "Tonight's homework, prove A to the N equals plus B to the N equals C to the N." No proof was forthcoming, thus disproving the theorem. Unrelated to these events, vodka sales have unaccountably soared beyond expectations. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Un News. Thank you for suffering.